This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
And good Monday afternoon to everybody. Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. I am Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley, who's off on assignment for Sportsman of Colorado, off in Africa. And for this half hour, it is Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with managing partner of OWRS firm, Kyle Odell. Kyle, how you doing this morning or this afternoon?
Doing great, Dan. How are
you? We're 1 minute past morning.
Yes.
So I threw you off. That's right. I got to get used to the time change.
Well, we can't see outside right now, so I have no idea what time it is.
I know. This is weird. Back in Minnesota. Why don't you come up just a little bit closer to the mic? So this is kind of like being back in Minnesota.
Yeah. I think we're in the twilight zone. This is odd for Denver.
Really, we're especially for the middle of August. So Kyle, tell people a little bit about yourself and a little bit about OWRS firm.
Well, Dan, you know, I've been in this industry for 23 years now, so it's flown by. I started off my first 11 years. I was with a division of Citibank and ended up leaving there and starting my own company, which we've been very fortunate to grow. We have 20 offices around the country. Our headquarters is here in Denver right off of Bellevue and I-25, and we are a retirement income planning firm, so we create financial plans for families to help them to navigate through all the challenges as retirement comes about, and working with them to, you know, number one goal to make sure that they don't run out of money, you know, and
that's really important.
It's slightly, just a little, kind of. It's really up there with air.
Yeah, right there.
Right,
air, water, money. It's all kind of like grouped together.
Right, we can just throw it in one A, B, and C, and it's yeah,
exactly. No, you're exactly right. And one of the topics we're going to be talking about today is the importance of avoiding, you know, any sort of significant losses in your portfolio. But before that, you guys have what is known as the 401k optimizer that'll help you protect your 401k from any large losses. And you want to give a few of those away today.
I do want to give a couple away, you know, and in that program, it's designed to safeguard someone's 401k from any large downturns. There are no guarantees on it. No one can time the market, and no one really knows what the market's going to do every day. But we've had this program around for years, back since 1998.
Oh, wow. And so it's tried and tested.
It is. You know, we have a fantastic track record on it. And in fact, in 2008, the large drop that we had back then, the market fell off in August of 2008, and this program in June of 2008, 2 months prior, would have notified you to move everything in your 401k to a more safe position to help avoid that big drop-off. And so it has a fantastic track record. Really what it does is it looks at when the market really becomes volatile or looks like it's going to start taking that big drop. It's designed to tell you to identify when the market's doing that and then tell you to move everything in your 401k to a safer spot. But when we're in times like today, when the market's moving along and looking good, it's going to tell you how to allocate your money throughout your 401k. It's going to tell you which investments to be in. Most people guess at that. They're giving no help on that end. And so this program does two important things. Tells you how to invest in your 401k, and then when things look poor in the market, they're looking volatile, it's designed to tell you to move to a safer position. So we're going to give three of those away today.
Oh, fantastic. You can get yours if you're one of the three lucky winners by calling 303-780-7350 and ask for Peggy, and she'll want your email information and whatnot, and she'll get you all set up.
That's right. Just call our office, 303-780-7350, and ask for Peggy. Give her your email, and then we'll email that out to you. No, no cost, no obligation, nothing else. We're giving three of those away today. It's a fantastic program, and it's something that can really help you out to optimize that 401k to get the most out of it.
So, Kyle, what are some of the important reasons why you don't want any significant losses, other than the obvious ones? You know, you don't want to lose any money.
Right.
But what? How, first of all, why is it important? And then, how do you help prevent that?
So, why is it important? Great question. You know, I don't think enough families that I sit down with every week, I don't think they understand the importance of working to avoid big losses in our portfolios. You know, if you read up on people like Richard Branson, you know, he talks about whenever he looks at an investment or a deal or a business or anything that he's doing, his first question is, where's the downside? How can I lose in this? He's wanting to figure out, where is the risk, right? There's a great documentary out there by Warren Buffett called Becoming Warren Buffett. It's on Netflix. It's fantastic. I've watched it twice.
I gotta check that out. Becoming Warren Buffett.
Becoming Warren Buffett. They interview his family, his kids. They go through and talk about his childhood and just, you know, how he grew up. And he was a little bit, you know, his personality, he's come out of his shell a little bit over the years. You know, some of those extremely bright people tend to be a little more quiet and shy. And that's where Warren Buffett was at. But in there, you know, they ask him, Warren, what's your biggest secret? What's the biggest reason to help you or biggest reason that you've accumulated the assets that you have? And he said, I don't lose money. I never lost anything significant. Don't lose money. And so when we look back, you know, just as an example of 2008, when the market dropped that year, it was down 37%. And I ask families all the time.
That's significant.
That's a lot.
It's huge.
That's over a third of your portfolio in most instances. And I ask families all the time, you know, I'll say, you know, ask Dan, if the market drops 37%, what do you believe you have to make the next year just to get back to even, to get back to where you were?
A lot of people probably are rolling their eyes around like I am going,
my head hurts.
37%, my head hurts. I don't know.
Right. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
The answer is 64%.
So double.
Almost double. Almost double. So to get out of a hole, okay, it takes years and years and years when there's a significant drop like that. So we want to work to avoid that. How do we work to avoid those significant drops? When the market drops, you know, maybe it doesn't drop 37%. Maybe it drops 10% or 20%.
That's still big.
It's still big.
Huge drops.
Right. So when that happens, we need to, you know, hopefully work to be more defensive. You know, you look at, we always hear the quote out there that defense wins championships.
Right.
Right. Why did the Broncos win the Super Bowl in 2000?
Their defense.
Their defense. Absolutely. Right. So one of the things I rarely see in anyone's portfolio is anything that has to do with defense. Most of the companies out there, what I find is when someone comes in and sits in my office and we take a look at what they have is a portfolio. They don't have a plan and there's nothing in it that has a defensive component to it.
Okay, so let's define the difference between the two. What's a portfolio and what's a plan?
Okay, good question. So I'm not trying to beat up on anyone, but...
Beat away.
it's Monday morning here.
Monday afternoon.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Have a little compassion. Monday afternoon. Okay.
So a portfolio, you know, when I sit down with families all the time and we'll take a look and see, and we see that they have, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 different mutual funds, or maybe a group of stocks, and that's all they have. It's just an investment only. It's a portfolio that moves along with whatever the market does. There's no plan as to how do we work to minimize taxes in the long run. There's no plan as to figure out how and when do we file for Social Security. What do we do with our mortgage? Do we pay it off? Do we continue to accelerate it? Do we take that extra money and put it in savings? You know, a conversation that I have all the time, you know, is it too late for me now? Should I start saving money? You know, what should we do? Should I continue to max out my 401k at work? Should I contribute money above my employer match? You know, what kind of true conversation have you had with your advisor to really create a plan and strategies to look at all those things?
Right. So if you have somebody that's just managing the portfolio, they're not asking all these questions and they're
rarely.
Not coming up with a plan to take care of these things.
Right. Right. All they've done is create an investment portfolio, and now your money's spread out across the market. You're going to rise and fall with whatever the market does. Most people right now are, you know, if you ask them, how's your portfolio doing? Most of them are, oh, well, you know, we're doing well. The market's up. Okay, great. But as soon as the market drops, a lot of people go into panic mode. We have that emotional, you know, response to the market, and then we wish we would have had a plan or something in place to help safeguard that money rather than just a portfolio that just rises and with the ebb and flow of the market.
So do you think the average, I don't know, 401k investor, you know, just a person working on their retirement, is just kind of like trusting the company that they're going to take care of this? In other words, once they put their money into one of the big firms or whatever, they figure, well, hey, these guys are the big guys. They're going to make sure that I don't have big losses. They're going to take care of me. And in reality, they may be way off on that.
They're going to be way off on that. And unfortunately, you know, most of the companies out there, they can't do anything for you against a defensive or provide a defensive mode for your portfolio. They can't do anything for you when the market does start to take that drop. All they do, they're really order takers. They're going to move your money into a portfolio and allow it to move up and down. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if there's a big drop in the market, now that can greatly impact that portfolio. Because if we remember back, we remember hearing the stories of all the people that had just retired in 08 or had just retired within that year or two before, and were all then they had lost a significant portion of their portfolios and they were all wanting to go back to work. The problem is our economy was in the tank.
Yeah.
And they couldn't. And it was a sad, sad situation. And so, you know, we want to work to avoid those types of things in those portfolios. And that's why I always refer back to who are the greatest, you know, you look at the people that really accumulate wealth in this country. And we have, you know, we're very fortunate to work with some very affluent clients. And I'll tell you, they all have one thing in common. It's one very important, actually, they have two things in common. One, they started saving as soon as they possibly could, even if it was a small amount. So that was one. I don't care if it's $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is, they started saving and they were very consistent about their saving. But their philosophy on it, their approach was to work to avoid losses, any significant losses. And the families that I work with that are more affluent and have really created some cash and large investments, they're not trying to hit home runs all the time with their rates of return. That's not why they are in the position that they're in today. The reason they're in that position is because they work to avoid losses over the years. And they still have that exact same mindset. That's the same mindset that Warren Buffett has. That's the same one that Richard Branson has. Any business owner, anyone that's accumulated wealth, they're always looking for that downside. How do I protect myself from the downside?
So it's kind of like a nice, steady batting average with a lot of, you know, base hits.
Let's get on base every time. If we can get up and hit a single or double every time without striking out, we're going to do really well.
You do really, really
right?
well.
Right? It's the tortoise versus the hare. Everyone always wants to be the rabbit, the hare, and take off. Nothing wrong with that. But I'll take that tortoise all the time with my investments, just the consistency.
Oh, absolutely. So Kyle, and we're talking with Kyle O'Dell. He's a managing partner with OWRS Firm, and you can find out more about them by going to owrsfirm.com, or you can give them a call at 303-780-7350. And if you ask Peggy, we've also got available for you a few of them, the 401k Optimizer that will help you protect your 401k from any large losses. Okay, so Kyle, what I'd like to do is, we're going to go to break here pretty quick, but what I'd like to do is when we come back, let's talk about a little bit about that process you guys go through on laying out the plan. What kind of questions you ask, you know, when do I take Social Security? When do I do these things? So I got some sort of idea as to how this looks instead of just, you know, here's my money, throw it in a portfolio and move on. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Okay, sounds real good. Okay, so you're listening to Money Beliefs versus Money Realities. And this is Haystack Help Radio. I'm Dan Mueller in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you are taking out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up. Or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880. 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Open Thursday through Sunday, the International Sportsman's Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Everyone's welcome at Colorado's largest outdoor show. The ISE has it all. Fishing, hunting, and all the gear you need to get outdoors in Colorado and around the world. Show opens at noon on weekdays, 10 o'clock on the weekend. Your life outdoors starts at the ISE. The Sportsman's Expo, open Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. I am Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley, and I am also the co-host of Rush to Reason. So be sure to join John Rush and me today at 3 o'clock as we tear apart all those goofballs in Washington because they're just all driving me crazy. So we'll just rip them apart. That's what we do. So right now is Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with Kyle O'Dell. He's the managing partner of OWRS Firm, and you can find out more about OWRS Firm by going to owrsfirm.com. And we're also giving away three optimizers. I don't know if they're all gone or not, but 401k optimizers that will help you protect your 401k from any large losses. And you can give Peggy a call at 303-780-7350, and she'll get your information and get that optimizer out to you. Okay, so Kyle, when we went to break, we were talking about, you know, some of the differences between maybe other firms and your firm and the questions that might get asked and the plan that might be laid out. So I guess I'm curious about, okay, so here I am. Dan comes walking in. I've got a pile of cash. I wish. But I got this pile of cash or a big check or whatever and say, what's my plan? Well, Kyle, what are we going to do with this? What does that look like?
It's a very good question, Dan. So when we sit down with families up front, you know, we're going to sit down and talk about what is important to you, what do you want to accomplish, what's retirement look like, when do you want to retire, and start building that picture. It's kind of like building a house. You tell me what you want. Do you want granite countertops? Do you want hardwood floors? What color
sure.
house?
And if you're anything like me, sometimes I may not know. Right. So maybe that's where you can help too. So let's do that. Let's say we're talking about some of the different options out there. So give me let's just say I'm a real novice. You know what, Kyle? I don't know. All I know is that I need to do something for my retirement. Here's what we've been doing. You know, we've been putting our money into our company's 401k, you know, and really not sure what it's doing or how it's happening, but I know that I need a plan because I heard you on Haystack. So I need a plan. So what's our plan?
So we're going to, first of all, probably apply that 401k optimizer to your 401k so we can maximize that, hopefully get the most out of it. And then if we see any big downturns in the market, help to safeguard some of that money. The other thing that we're going to look at is when do you and your spouse want to retire? We're going to figure out, do we have enough money? So that's one of the first conversations we're going to have right up front is we're going to run that calculation and figure out, do we have enough money or do we need to save a little bit more? Do we need to push retirement back a little bit? Or maybe you can go ahead and retire today. And we see that quite often with families that, you know, I know you want to retire in 5 years, but you have enough assets to retire now if you wish. And that allows them to just sleep better at night, just knowing, hey, we're okay. All right. So we're going to go through and talk about that. But other conversations we're going to start to have is, you know, what's going on with your house? Are you accelerating that payment? Do you, you know, what kind of mortgage do you have on it? How do we minimize risk on any investments that you have right now? How do we work to minimize taxes on those future investments? Because that 401k money, you've never paid taxes on any of it.
Correct.
Right? So how do we work to minimize that tax? Unless you want to give more of it to the you know,
no.
the guys in
no, the
Washington,
guys
the guys and gals in Washington. Right.
No.
Yeah.
No, I, mean, no, I don't want to. I want to keep it.
Right. Maybe you trust them with your money, Dan.
No.
Okay. So if you're like me, let's work to minimize that and not unnecessarily pay them too much, right? We want to talk about how and when to file for Social Security. There are over 567 ways for a married couple to file for Social Security.
Seriously, 567 ways?
It's a government-run program. It has to be complicated.
That helps them build a bureaucracy up, right? So yes. This guy does this one,
right.
This group does.
That's why we have to have so many people employed on that.
That's crazy.
Right. Or if you have PERA here in the state of Colorado, which is the state retirement program, helping you to figure out how that program works. You know, looking at how to pay for your kids' college education. What's the best way to do that? A lot of families, you know, what I find is they have most of their money in one type of account, which is a retirement account, a 401k, which they've never paid taxes on.
Right.
Very few families have money in other accounts like a Roth IRA, which is tax-free.
Okay, explain that. So there's a difference between an IRA and a Roth IRA.
Yes. So a regular IRA, a traditional IRA, that's money that is just, you've put money into it. It's from your 401k usually.
Okay.
Okay. So when you leave your employer, that 401k, you do what's called a rollover and it becomes an IRA. So you've never paid taxes on it. Any withdrawals, you're going to pay taxes just like it's an income tax, just like it was earned income from an employer.
Okay. That makes sense.
But another option is you can contribute to a Roth IRA. So that's money that's sitting in your checking account. You can purchase a Roth IRA every year, put money into that, and any growth on it, anything that it grows to, as long as you follow the rules of the IRS, it's completely tax-free. So it's great to have some diversification in there in terms of taxes. We're usually taught to diversify our money in terms of the market, in case the market goes up or down, but we're rarely told to diversify our money in terms of taxes. And if we think right. about it, you have your money in your 401k that you're going to pay an income tax, a full tax on it when you withdraw it.
Okay.
Okay. Now we have a Roth IRA. That's tax-free. And then we have other money that is not an IRA. Let's say I just take money, cash in my checking account, and I go buy a stock, a bond, a mutual fund with that. Usually I just pay a capital gains tax.
Okay.
Which is a different tax.
Is that at a lower rate than a normal income tax?
Usually.
Usually, okay.
For most people, it's at 15%.
Okay.
Okay. So now we have a capital gains tax. We have income taxes on our 401k. We have a tax-free account. And then we also have Social Security that's taxed differently than all those three. So we have four different tax rates.
So, you know, you're right. If you don't manage this properly, you can end up spending a lot in taxes and really cut right. back on what you actually grew throughout the years.
That's
what
correct.
You made throughout the years.
So if we can diversify our money in terms of taxes, that can really help to keep our taxes down in retirement if I have some money in each one of those accounts instead of all of it and just in one, which is what most people do. They paint themselves into a corner and have everything sitting in their 401k or IRA and because they didn't sit down with someone that was able to show them how to get money into all those other accounts and do it the right way.
Very, very interesting. Okay, so now I was also listening. Somebody was saying something on the news about that there's a one of the IRAs that the IRS says when you reach a certain age, you have to start taking the money out.
That's right.
Well, which one is that, and why is that?
That's going to be your 401k from work.
Oh.
And all the just regular traditional IRAs. Okay. Or if you are a teacher, a 403b, or a nurse, they have 403bs, but they all work the same.
Do you know off the top of your head what age that is and why they do that?
It's at 70 and a half. So the year that you turn 70 and a half, that year.
Sorry.
You got to do the math.
Only the government would say and a half.
70 and a half, right? Right. 70 and a half, right. Somebody threw a dart against the wall.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah, 70 and a half.
70 and a half.
So the reason they do it is they want to tax you on that money.
Okay.
Because they've never taxed you on it.
Gotcha.
So now, here's what I see a lot of families, and we were talking about this a little bit before the show, is that I'll have a husband and wife that are both living on Social Security, and maybe they have a little bit of a pension coming in or something, but retirement's okay, and then they've got this pile of money over here in an IRA or a 401k, and they're not really using it. That's the money that they're going to fall back on if they need healthcare expenses or money for healthcare expenses. They want to give that to the kids and grandkids, the heirs one day. Well, now all of a sudden, now the IRS makes you start to withdraw that money. They force you to. It's 70 and a half.
So that changes your whole tax makeup, doesn't it?
It certainly can for a lot of people. And in fact, we're doing every month, and it's on our website at owrsfirm.com, we do monthly workshops talking about how that just going over that specific topic, those what you're talking about are what are called required minimum distributions, or RMDs, at 70 and a half. We do monthly workshops all around Denver and explain. It's just an educational one-hour workshop and talk about how that works.
But this is really important because, once again, this is the plan. If you have somebody just managing your portfolio and doesn't have this plan laid out for you, you could really be blindsided when all this stuff starts to happen.
Right. So a lot of times we'll sit down and draw out for family, okay, if you don't start withdrawing money from that account now, let's say you're 60 years old, and you wait till 70 and a half. Now we've accumulated, and I see this happen all the time, where that family is projected to accumulate $1 million in that account. And now they have to withdraw money out of that, which is about $36,000 a year at that point. And they may not need any of that money, but now it caused
them. They have to take it.
They have to. That may move them up to a 25% tax bracket. They're paying unnecessary taxes that they don't want to spend. So why not look at maybe moving a little bit of that money each year between now and 70 and a half and moving it into a Roth IRA, that tax-free account. Tax-free.
So you could do that. So you can start moving that money from that 401k into a Roth IRA, have it be tax-free, and you can do it in small enough increments where it doesn't affect your income tax as much.
As much, yes. So what? And that goes back to, do you have a plan?
Right.
Where's your plan to do that? And so those are things that we design for families. And it's a year-by-year look, because your income's going to change every year. So we have to look at that every year and figure out how much can we move and what's the best way to do it. And you know, should we delay Social Security or take it now? Because if we start taking Social Security, that's going to affect everything. There are a lot of moving
pieces.
What did
you say? 560? What was it?
567 ways. So that's where
You need you. There's no way I'm going to know what that is.
No one. But this is, if we look at it, let's say I'm the quarterback of the Broncos.
Okay.
Which I played in college. I think I could go out and maybe I could give Simeon and Paxton a run for their money
for a day. Go for it.
Although I'm a little older than those guys. I don't think I could last more than a day.
You just don't want to get hit. You better have a good line.
Yeah. I need a good line. But, you know, with those guys, I think that, you know, if we look at it, on an offense, you have a quarterback, and then you have 10 other players. That quarterback is responsible for calling the right play, getting them up to the line of scrimmage, making sure everyone's in the right position, and hopefully they all run the right route. And then the quarterback looks at the defense to see what's going on, and their job is to adjust things, right?
Right.
That's my job as the financial advisor, to look at your portfolio that may have 10 other moving parts to it. You know, how and when to file for Social Security and what to do with your kids' college and your house and all kinds of things. You know, during retirement, you have a lot of moving parts. So do you have a quarterback, or is your plan just hope? So that's where my job is to come in and be that quarterback, to run everything, look at the defense, see what's going on in the market, see what's going on with tax changes, and to make the right adjustments. So do you have a Peyton Manning working for you in your backfield, or do we have someone else?
Or do you have me?
Right.
You don't want me. You want Peyton Manning. You want Kyle O'Dell. Who you really want is Kyle O'Dell. Now, he's the managing partner with OWRS Firm, and you can find out more about them by going to owrsfirm.com. And we're also giving away the 401k optimizer that'll help you protect your 401k from any large losses, which this is really, really important. And so give Peggy a call at 303-780-7350. Tell her you were listening to Haystack Help Radio, and Kyle's giving away three of these today, correct, Kyle?
That's right. Three of them.
And that's a big, big deal. So, Kyle, I want to thank you. This has been really enlightening. And thank you so much for coming on today and for offering this optimizer out to people.
Dan, it's always great to be on with you.
All right. Thank you, sir. And once again, that's Kyle O'Dell, managing partner, owrsfirm.com, 303-780-7350. You've been listening to Money Beliefs versus Money Realities. I'm Dan Muir, in for Scott Whatley. We'll be right back.
Are you buying your first home? Or are you right-sizing or downsizing for lower maintenance or a lock-and-leave lifestyle? This is Pamela Meyer of Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams. I can help you discover and reach those goals. This is more than just real estate. It's about your life and your dreams. Call me today for your free consultation at 303-506-0106. At Denver Home Navigators, we help map your course. It's all about you. Call me now at 303-506-0106. or visit my website at denverhomenavigators.com. I'm Pamela Meyer, the exclusive agent for Haystack Help Radio, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
When you create your pet's list of New Year's Pawsolutions, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center will help you check off every item. Start the year fresh with a medical checkup for your beloved companion, or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats? And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050 and schedule your pet's Pawsolutions appointment today.
Okay, turn here. Well, watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Got a question for the station? Email info@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And welcome back, everybody, to Haystack Help Radio. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Watley. If you don't know who I am the co-host of Rush to Reason. You catch me and John Rush every weekday at 3 p.m. right here on KLZ 560. Okay, up next is Dr. Shane Stedman with Integrated Health Denver. And you can find out more about Dr. Shane Stedman by going to integratedhealthdenver.com, or you can give him a call, 303-781-5617. Dr. Stedman, welcome to Haystack. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing really, really good. Okay, so when we were texting back and forth this morning about, you know, what should we talk about on today's show? Hormones. Okay, so now here's the first thing. Only women have hormones, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I am an expert. So there you go. No, so explain to us, because I'm really a layperson on all this. So why is it that we seem to think that way? Why is it we seem to think that women are the only ones with hormones? Why is it we talk about them? But I'm sure guys have them too, and I'm sure they affect us as well. Do they not?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously we experience, you know, the cycle that women have with their hormones, and you see how it can impact them. A lot of married people or friends, you know, you deal with females that go through menopause. And so we experience that. I think the other side of that is men are stoic. You know, we don't really talk about those things.
No, not at all. But it is important, is it not? I mean, isn't it really part of our makeup and something we should be aware of?
Absolutely. If you look at just hormones in men, let's just take something really simple, testosterone. Testosterone is what gives guys that kind of vigor and motivation and drive and the go get them. And testosterone is also important for cardiovascular function. So in men, we need to have a good level of testosterone for our cardiovascular system, where women need estrogen for theirs. It deals with our frontal lobe. So testosterone drives that dopamine, which is our frontal lobe. So when you see guys who are kind of like short-tempered, they're irritable, they're moody, they're not very motivated, you know, those are some of those signs that your hormones are kind of jacked up.
Okay, so hold on here. Okay, so we got to back up and look at this for a little bit. Okay, so I went to the doctor not too long ago, and they did a blood work on me, and they said my testosterone was high. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
On one hand, it's a good thing because you say, okay, that's, you know, it's almost this weird thing where you don't want, oh, that's a great question. Because everybody talks about low testosterone, but no one ever talks about high. In theory, if you have too much or too little of any hormone, that's not a good thing for you.
Okay.
Because then the question always becomes why? Why do you have too much testosterone? You don't really see that big of a deal with guys that have too much testosterone. And a lot of guys would be like, sweet, I want too much testosterone. I'm going to go to the gym twice a day now.
That's right. That's what I was thinking. I was also thinking this is probably why hair grows everywhere in my body except for the top of my head.
Actually, absolutely. That could be a possibility, too.
Is that right? Oh, jeez.
It could be. So, you know, so yeah, we never think of the too much testosterone. We always think of low testosterone. But no matter what, you know, you don't want too much or too little of those hormones, because there is this nice balance, because there's other hormones. And I think this is the stuff that we don't talk about in men, especially. We don't talk about estrogen and progesterone and,
now hold it.
And other hormones.
Those two things are not found in real men, right? I mean, there's no men have estrogen or what was the other one you said?
Progesterone.
Yeah, right. I mean, those are women hormones.
Correct. And that's why nobody ever thinks about them. But these are big things that are in men. And one of the things that as guys have to be careful of is when we have a lot of stress, when we don't eat very healthy, we actually can convert our testosterone into estrogen.
No. Really?
And that changes a lot of things. This is where you see men developing breast tissue. That's a product of estrogen. This is where you see the low T centers popping up all over the place. This is where you see guys that can become more emotional. And that's not a chauvinistic thing. That's just, it changes how your brain fires. And so you can become more emotional. You can become more irritable, more moody. And those are all byproducts of testosterone converting into estrogen.
So okay, hold it, Doc. I got to interrupt you again. Okay, so now I've got a real problem. Okay, so now I've been told my testosterone levels are high, okay? And you've really got me worried here, because I'm the guy that cries at butter commercials. So what is my problem? Am I just so out of whack that I don't know if I'm a dude or a chick, or what's going on with me?
So the thing with you is then it'd be really good to see what your testosterone, your estrogen is like. You know, maybe you have great testosterone, but maybe you have high estrogen as well, you know, and that's something that's actually a big concern. So it's not just testosterone in men, but what's the other hormones? So, you know, it doesn't necessarily change you into a female or male, but it can alter your brain chemistry. So if you're a guy that's, you know, testosterone is your dominant hormone that keeps you going and keeps you healthy, you don't want high levels of what they call feminizing hormones, which is your estrogen and progesterone. There's supposed to be a nice balance between those two.
Okay, I'm all for balance when it comes to this. I do not want to be trans Dan. So what when you were saying diet? So you were saying, okay, so I'm a guy with higher testosterone, and I don't know. I have to see what my estrogen and I can't even pronounce the other word levels are. You were mentioning diet. What kinds of things in a diet can affect these levels?
So the biggest thing in us is blood sugar. So like you tend to see this with guys who are diabetic, insulin resistant, or metabolic syndrome. To make it simple, overweight. So if you're overweight and inflamed, then that will it actually activates there's an enzyme called aromatase, which is technical, but when you activate that enzyme, it will shunt or convert that testosterone to estrogen. So we don't want to activate that enzyme, and so we need to keep ourselves healthy, keep our blood sugar stable, keep our stress down, and not eat foods that are massively inflammatory.
Okay, now that brings up another thing for me in particular. I guess it's diagnosed Dan-Day. But okay, so I was Charlie, what was it, about 3-4 months ago I started the Half the Man Dan Challenge, something like that. So I was gaining weight like crazy, and quite frankly got to the point where I didn't care. And so I was getting larger and larger. I was back up to 246 pounds. I think I was skyrocketing to 300. And then we started this program with a professional trainer called Half the Man Dan. So now I am down to 217 pounds, just weighed myself this morning. But I found out something in this whole process. Now, I've been a couch potato most of my life. I mean, I love my couch. But I found out throughout this whole process that I cannot eat breads, grains, things like pasta or pizza, anything with, grain in it. And because it caused me to, I'd eat a slice of pizza and gain 3 pounds. It was crazy.
That's inflammation.
Yeah. And it was.
That's inflammation.
Yeah. And that's really something I don't think a lot of people are aware of. They think they're fat, but it's inflammation. There's a difference, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, and it would have been cool if we could go back in time in our DeLorean to be – I would love to check your hormones, because if you looked at your testosterone and estrogen and progesterone and another big one in guys is called – it's called DHT. For long, it's called DHT. If you looked at those hormones before you lost all that weight and then looked at them now, that would be fascinating to see what the differences would be, because that's the stuff that we check in our office. Is we'll say, okay, here's your hormones now. Let's have you exercise, work out, eat healthy, don't eat in your inflamed foods, and they'll recheck their hormones, and you find out, oh my gosh, they're actually getting better. They're normalizing, and that's what you tend to see, and that's probably a big thing in men. It's just inflamed foods and being inactive.
Well, you know, and we don't realize that that's what's going on. We just think that we're gaining weight, you know, we're gaining fat, but this inflammation thing is huge. And what are some of the types of food most commonly cause inflammation in men, Dr. Stedman?
Your carbs, just like you talked about. It's your pasta and pizza and donuts, you know, those grains, those really heavy grain foods. You just can't mow down on beer and pizza and pasta and hot dogs and then expect it not to do anything. Those are inflammatory foods. You know, if you kind of look at that paleo, and there's all these different diets that we've kind of talked about on the show, but if you just look at paleo, which is your meat and vegetables and good fruit, it's kind of what you're supposed to eat. So when people are eating their cakes and cookies and donuts and pasta, it's like, well, those really don't grow on trees or in the ground.
They don't? No, I know. But they're so
awesome.
I wouldn't though. They are so darn good. Now, I found that there are certain carbohydrates. I've been really testing, and I wait a few days and see what happens. But there's certain carbohydrates I seem to be able to eat, like corn-based. In other words, like corn chips. Or corn tortillas, those kinds of things don't seem to cause the inflammation like a wheat tortilla or breads would.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's what we find in our office. We find a lot of people react to wheat, and there's different theories. Obviously, we can have a whole other show on wheat, but we see a lot of people react to wheat versus corn. So like, you know, a tortilla versus a corn tortilla, we'll see people react less. So that's your inflammation piece. So if they have a wheat tortilla, boom, they're inflamed. If they have a corn tortilla, they do better. And then you even see the difference between, like, you can get technical, between blue corn tortilla and white corn tortilla. It gets kind of nutty at times, you know, but that actually kind of what you're doing is part of our process, is you want to find out which foods create the most inflammation and get rid of those, so you're only eating the foods that are working well for you.
Yeah, well, see, I love ice cream. And I was certain that ice cream was one of those things that was causing me to become massively inflamed. However, I found out that if I eat protein before I have, you know, a decent serving of ice cream. I'm not talking about sitting down and eating a whole gallon of ice cream. But let's say I had a small milkshake at Sonic or someplace. But if I ate protein right before, had the milkshake afterwards, the next day I didn't have any problems on the scale and I wasn't inflamed.
You are saying exactly what we've been talking about on this show for the past several months.
Really?
I think I've been harping on blood sugar. And one of the things that I find out there is people, one of the things that we find in our office is if we can get people to eat, you know, better protein, i.e. and/slash more protein, and if they can get a good fat, i.e. coconut oil or olive oil, those are all things that stabilize blood sugar. So if you have this huge bowl of pasta and a very, very small piece of chicken, your blood sugar is going to be all over the place. But if you had a chicken dish with a side of pasta, you're going to have a better stability of blood sugar. So if you want to stabilize your blood sugar with ice cream, have some bacon with it. You know, just Ooh. Joking, but...
Oh, no. Let's take a break right there. Let's take a break right there, Dr. Stemmings. I want to talk about bacon because I think bacon is like God's most perfect food. You are listening to Haystack Health Radio. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Watley. We're talking to Dr. Shane Stedman with Integrated Health Denver. You can find him at integratedhealthdenver.com or you can give Dr. Stedman a call, 303-781-5617. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Open Thursday through Sunday, the International Sportsman's Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts and wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and show information. Easy parking and shuttles from Park Avenue and Wazee near Coors Field. The Sportsman's Expo, open Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Your life outdoors starts at the ISC.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its Silverado year-end clearance sale, with Silverado starting at just $26,900. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dan, you are in for Scott Whatley, and you can join me and John Rush today at 3 on Rush to Reason as we just rip apart Washington. That's what we're going to do today. And my guest this half hour is Dr. Shane Stedman, and he is a doctor with Integrated Health Denver, and you can find out more about him and Integrated Health Denver by going to integratedhealthdenver.com. But real quick, Dr. Stedman, tell us, before we get into my bacon quest, tell us just a little bit about Integrated Health Systems Denver and about you, sir.
So I have two kind of main degrees that I work out of. One of them is through a term called functional medicine. So we try to understand people's functions. And we look at things like testosterone and estrogen and progesterone. The goal is to say why, you know, not just, hey, you got it and you're done, but why do you have it? What's going on? Is there other things that are wrong? So that's the functional medicine piece. The other thing that we kind of mentioned and kind of throws people off sometimes is the neurology. So I have also a diplomate in neurology. So I combine the two worlds together. So if we talk about testosterone, for instance, how does testosterone affect the brain? You know, so if I'm dealing with brain stuff and trying to rehab somebody that has depression, is that depression caused from testosterone? Is the depression caused from dopamine? Is the depression because your life isn't great? Is the depression because you eat like junk? You know, so that's where I pull the two worlds together. We try to figure out what's going on with people, why they have their problems. It's just all those questions of why. And then we try to come up with a game plan to get people better. So it's kind of joked around in here with the patients that we're kind of like House, you know, the TV show House.
Oh, yeah, I love that show.
That's kind of, so we're like the holistic alternative version of that. So instead of like, you know, I found your problem, here's your medication, it's, hey, I found your problem, and here's steps that we're going to take so that we can get you back on track. But we're going to kind of play Sherlock Holmes and detective and try to figure out what's going on with these issues you've been struggling with.
And Dr. Stedman, it seems to me like you have a lot better bedside manner than Dr. House did.
I hope so. No, this is how I am in my practice, just kind of hanging out and having fun and trying to get people better.
See, that's really, really important. Okay, so, and, you know, all this stuff does tie together, because I've found that since I've pretty much laid off of the breads and have focused more on proteins, that I'm less moody. And not only that, I seem to have more energy. Hence to my bacon quest. I think bacon is one of like the most perfect foods ever made. Am I way off on that? I mean, hold on, Doc. Before you answer that, it's on every salad bar.
I love bacon. I'm with you. There is always a downside to, even if you know, water can have a downside.
That's right.
You know, the problem with bacon, I like bacon too. The problem with bacon is you get into what's called like nitrites and nitrates. And those are what's not, if you had to break it down, that's actually the part that would be the worst for you, is those chemicals that they use to cure it.
Okay.
And that's why you see if you go to, you know, certain grocery stores now, they have like nitrate-free bacon, nitrate-free sausage. So all your cured meats, commercially, they have nitrates and nitrites in them, which are, that's what the bad part. And we can get into saturated fats, obviously, but that's kind of what in the holistic world what people are more concerned with is the nitrates. So if you can do it without it, which there are companies that do it, it's a little bit better for you. But I love bacon too.
I love it. But is it kind of like everything else, you know, in moderation, it's not going to kill you. In other words, if you sit down and eat 2 pounds of bacon, it's probably not a good thing. But I would think if you sat down and ate 2 pounds of anything, it's probably not a good thing for you.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the struggle when we work with patients is there's reality, you know, and then there's things in moderation, and then there's foods that are inflammatory. You know, so if you have pizza and you gain 3 pounds, you know, is that, as much as I love pizza too, is that really a food that's good to have in moderation? Because if you're that inflammatory to it, then it's probably not a food to have in moderation. And I think that's part of the struggle that you're actually working through, is what foods create massive amounts of inflammation, which foods can I have in moderation, and which foods am I good with? You know, and as long as your health is improving and you're losing weight and you're not moody and you're functional and everyone else around you wants to be around you, then you're heading in the right direction.
So do you know how I cured my appetite for pizza? Because I love pizza. I just eat the topping. I just peel the topping off the crust and eat it.
Man, we might be good friends. But, ice cream.
Yeah, because so, we got kids, right? And so pizza is just like a mainstay. I mean, they eat it, and you know, busy lifestyle, all that kind of stuff. And I was sitting there looking at that pizza, going, you know, I can eat the stuff on top. It's got the dairy. It's, you know, it's got the meat. It's, you know, the cheese and all that kind of stuff, and the tomato sauce. So I can eat all that. I just scraped it off and ate it right and left the crust alone. I mean, you can do those kinds of things. Can you not, Dr. Stedman? So you're not depriving yourself of some of these flavors and things that you really enjoy.
Oh man, I feel like I'm being backed into a corner on this one.
No, you can't. I mean, tell me, you're the doctor.
You know, there's. Again, it kind of goes back to, I'm with you, but you know, you also have to be careful, because then you're getting to a lot of those greasy foods with the topping. Now, if you had a supreme pizza, you know, with all the veggies, there's probably a little bit more benefit to that than if you just had pepperoni and cheese, you know, just took off the topping.
Okay, so you read my mind. You're such a good doctor. You were right into my mind, and you knew that was just pepperoni and cheese, and you just knew it.
Man, you know, there's a reason why I gained the freshman 15 in college. It's like, I love pizza, French fries, and ice cream.
Yeah, but you know, I found that I've been playing around with this stuff now for 3-4 months, that I could eat the topping off the pizza, and that didn't affect me. I could eat. It's funny, I can eat some of the potato products and they don't affect me. I have to be really careful to make sure that they haven't thrown the wheat into it. You know, sometimes they use it to bind things or whatever. So I can't touch any of that. But I can eat, I tested a few weeks ago, I tested French fries. I just wanted to see what would happen if I ate some French fries. And nothing happened. But once again, you know, I know that I can't just sit and eat a whole bunch of those. You know, I can't sit down and just gorge myself on French fries. So Dr. Stedman, we're kind of running out of time here. What would be the main thing that you'd want to tell somebody that may be struggling with their weight, and I know people that are way underweight that can't gain a pound either. Are these some of the things, if they come in and see you and through your testing, you can help them out with?
Absolutely. We always offer a free consultation. You know, so if you call and talk to the friend and say, hey, I want a consultation with Dr. Stedman, we always do a free consultation, because my goal is to make sure it's a good fit and also to see where you're at, where I need to go. So if somebody comes in and says, hey, I'm overweight, I'm moody, my libido's down, my motivation's down, I'm grumpy, then I'll probably say, hey, let's run some hormones, because I want to see what your hormones will look, what they look like, you know, and then we'll do a history and we'll do an evaluation, an exam. We'll make sure you're great and we'll pull this all together and come up with a game plan. So if anybody's ever interested, just call and schedule a free consultation and we'll sit down and make sure it's a good fit and then where we need to go from there.
All righty. And that number is 303-781-5617. You can also go online and find out more about Dr. Stedman and Integrated Health Denver by going to integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Stedman, this has been a blast. Thank you so much for joining me on Haystack Help Radio.
It's been fun. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks. All righty, that's it for me. Join me and John Rush today at 3:00 on Rush to Reason. Want to thank Charlie and have everybody have a great afternoon.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker.